Okay, you're on the beach, finally, taking that holiday you circled on your 2020 calendar. And wouldn't you know it, you test positive for COVID. What do you do and not do? Well, to answer questions about COVID and vacation, we're joined by Mark Silver. He edits NPR's global health blog, Goats and Soda. Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. Great to be talking with you.
So, Mark, we don't need hypotheticals. We have real-life examples in your family and mine. My sister-in-law, she was traveling with my brother, finally went on that long-delayed vacation and tested positive on the last leg. So she stayed away from family, quarantined in the hotel. But what do the experts recommend you do?
Well, it happened to me and my wife. We had gone to our daughter's wedding in California. And 3 days after the wedding, which was all outdoors, we both woke up with COVID on the day we were supposed to fly home. So there's a lot you can do to prepare for this situation. We didn't prepare as fully as we should have, but we did bring a supply of home tests, which was very valuable to have handy. We brought high-quality KN95 masks. What we didn't have was a thermometer and a pulse oximeter, so we ordered that from a pharmacy. We also found a telehealth portal to get Paxlovid. We were eligible because of pre-existing conditions. And then we also had to figure out where are we going to stay and how are we going to get home and what are we going to do with our rental car that's due back that day.
Yeah, so let's hit a few of those specific points. First of all, if you have a home test and it's positive, then what? Should I find a PCR test or should I just assume I'm positive?
I think you can pretty much assume if you've got symptoms coming on that you are positive. My wife had developed a little cough. I woke up in the middle of the night and my head felt like it was going to float away off my body. And I, like you feel when you get the flu. And I was like, uh-oh, I think this is it. And I've never had a test come up positive before, but this time it really, truly did.
And what about how long to quarantine, stay away from people, fly? What does the CDC say?
CDC is pretty specific. They say wait 10 days from a positive test before you were to fly. But I did a story for NPR and talked to a lot of experts, and they say they recognize, yeah, 10 days is great guidance to follow if you can. But in real world, it's sometimes complicated. Sometimes you've got to get home because of job issues or family issues. So they said if you are thinking of flying home earlier than the 10-day cutoff, first of all, your symptoms should be pretty much diminished. If it's been 5 to 7 days, people I talked to were very understanding. They said, yeah, what you want to do then is take measures to reduce the possible harm you could cause to others. So mask up, make sure it's a good quality mask, keep the mask on for the duration of the flight. If you want to grab a bite to eat or a drink before the flight in an isolated corner of the airport, that's better than dropping your mask while you're sitting next to somebody for a drink or a snack on the plane.
Mark, you also mentioned Paxlovid. I mean, my wife and I were high risk as well. How do you do that? Do you need to see a doctor? Do you need a prescription? Because you have to get it pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, you have to get it within 1 to 5 days. To start taking it within 1 to 5 days of diagnosis, you do need a prescription under the emergency authorization rules for Paxlovid. A doctor can't prescribe it as a preventative measure. It has to be that you've got COVID at this point. Couple different options. If you're thinking ahead, I would say call your primary care doc at home and say, I'm going away. If I need to get a prescription, can I contact you? Then you'd need to find the name of a pharmacy that carries the drug.
But what if you're already on vacation, right? And if you haven't planned ahead, then you got to just search for a local doctor?
Well, there are telehealth portals. That's what my wife and I ended up doing. I literally Googled Paxlovid and pharmacy in California and found a telehealth portal that you put in all your information, name, disease, what drug you're asking for. It's important to have a list of other drugs that you're taking because Paxlovid can sometimes interact with other drugs. So you want to make sure that whoever's prescribing it knows what drugs you're on and might suggest sort of stopping some of the other medications for the duration of the Paxlovid. Also, if you have renal or liver issues, they're potential problems. So you don't just want to get a prescription la-di-da. You want to make sure that it won't cause any additional health issues. You can also, now the FDA has just authorized pharmacists to prescribe. Not everybody is doing it yet, but there is an HHS website that we mentioned in our story where you can put in your location and find the name of a nearby pharmacy that you could get this drug from.
What if I'm the spouse? It was my brother's wife who got COVID on vacation. He just assumed he was going to get it. In the end, he didn't. What do the experts recommend a spouse does?
If you can sleep in a different room and just keep that mask on when you're in contact with your spouse or a friend who has COVID, that's sort of the best precaution. Again, being outdoors is a good thing. So if you if your spouse who has COVID is feeling up to it and you take a walk outdoors and you're both wearing masks, that would be a good thing. So really masking is like the main thing. Masking and remember distance is a good thing too, like keeping 6 feet or so away reduces your risk.
Okay. Anything else we missed?
Hotels are often willing to let you quarantine in a room if you tell them. They won't give you housekeeping services in the room, but you can ask for towels or amenities or room service to be left outside your door. Rental car companies are pretty flexible. I was surprised. They let me I found a friend of a friend who was willing to return our car, and all I had to do was send them an email picture of this person's driver's license, and they authorized him as a driver, which was a great relief, because that's a big worry too. Like, I felt okay enough to drive the car, but I didn't want to take an Uber or Lyft back when I was still early stages of COVID and risk putting somebody else at risk.
Mark Silver edits NPR's Global Health blog. It's called Goats and Soda. Mark, great to talk to you. Thank you.
Great talking to you too, Scott.